讲座。
Be seated, please.
我们现在一起来祷告，主带领我们今天的晚上的聚会。
Ask the Lord to guide our service tonight.
一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in one accord.
今天晚上跟大家来学习认识真耶稣教会。
This evening, I'd like to share the topic to know the true Jesus Church.
我们以圣经为主，所以今天晚上没有讲义。
And this is all Bible-based, and so there will be no lecture notes for this evening.
慕道者可以分作三类。
We can divide true seekers into three categories.
第一个是不信有神。
First is those who are atheists or they believe there is no God.
那这种慕道者，我们主要就是要来带领他认识真神。
And these kind of truth seekers, our main goal is to bring them to know God.
第二种的慕道者，他是相信有神，但是不信耶稣。
The second type is those that believe in God but do not believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们的谈道方向就是要介绍这一位神，就是主耶稣。
So our conversations with them would go lead towards letting them know that God. Lord Jesus Christ is God.
那第三种慕道者，
and the third type of true seeker,
他相信有神，他也是相信耶稣。
Those that believe in God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他不是在真耶稣教会。
But they are not in the true Jesus Church.
所以我们对这样的朋友，我们就是要引导他来真耶稣教会，相信耶稣，敬拜真神。
So our goal for these kind of friends is to bring them into the true Jesus Church so that they may know the one true God.
所以什么样的信徒叫做信仰稳固？
So what kind of a believer is one that is firm in faith?
他相信有神。
He believes in God.
这样还不够。
But that's not enough.
他也相信有耶稣。
He or she may believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
这样很好。
And that is good.
这还不够。
But that may not be enough.
在我们真耶稣教会，我们的信仰稳固就是他对真耶稣教会本身有认识。
But the true Jesus Church, for a member to be firm in faith, means that he or she knows the true Jesus Church.
那如果他对真耶稣教会有认识，他不但不会离开耶稣，他也不会离开真耶稣教会。
And if he or she knows the true Jesus Church, not only will they not leave Christ, but they will not leave the church.
我们知道有一些基督徒他到真耶稣教会来信，或者说有一些他本来没有信到真耶稣教会来信，非常少部分了。
We may be aware of some Christians who come into the true Jesus Church to believe for a little while, and then they depart and go to another church. This is mainly due to their unfamiliarity with the church.
所以我们要让一个慕道朋友来洗礼。很重要就是他对我们教会要有认识。
And so before we allow a true seeker to be baptized, we must be sure that they understand and know the church.
首先
First,
我们要来想教会是什么。
First, we must explain to them what is the church.
好，以弗所书
Ephesians
第一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians 1.
最后一节
Last verse.
第一章二十三节
Ephesians 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
And the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这一节圣经呢告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
主耶稣是教会的头。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where is Christ?
他升到天上去
了。He ascended into heaven.
教会在哪里？
Where is the church?
教会在地上。
The church is here on earth.
所以地上的教会跟天上的主耶稣是一体的。
And so the church on this earth and Christ in heaven is one body.
所以既然他是主耶稣的身体。
And so since the church is his body.
所以他是充满万有者所充满。
Then is fullness of him who fills all in all.
充满万有者就是神。
The one who fills all in all is God.
教会是神所充满，神所同在的地方。
The church is filled by God and has the abidance of God.
所以这个就是教会的尊贵性。
So this is the nobility of the church.
因为他是耶稣的身体。
For it is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他是很尊贵的。
And so it is a noble body.
但是我们现在对这个身体要更进一步来认识。
But we must come to understand this body even further.
主耶稣只有一个。
There's only one Lord Jesus.
就是这个头只有一个。
So there's only one head.
那很自然的，身体也应该只有一个。
And naturally, there would be only one body.
所以，如果我们到了第四章，以弗所书第四章。
So when we get to Ephesians chapter 4,
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。第五节。
Verse 5.
一主，一信，一喜，一神。
Verse 4, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
好，所以这个四节到第七节里面有几个一。
And so there are many ones from, mentioned in verses 4 through 7.
有七个一。
There are seven ones mentioned.
一是什么？
What does a one mean?
如果是二，就表示你有可以选择。
If it were two, that means you would have a choice.
哦。不是这个就是那个。
If you don't choose this one, then you can choose the other.
如果一就没有选择。
But if it is one, then you have no other choice.
因为只有一个。
Because there's only one.
哦，所以身体只有一个。
So there's only one body.
我们第一节讲身体就是教会。
And we saw earlier that the body is the church. The church is the body.
所以这样带过来就是教会只有一个。
And so in other words, there is only one church.
这个是已经解经很自然的结论。
And this is a logical conclusion that we derive from studying the scripture.
教会只有一个。
There's only one church.
好，那我们就再来想，那到底那个教会，再深一点来，清楚一点来讲是讲什么？
So if we take it a step further, what exactly does a church mean?
我们先来看使徒行传。
Let's take a look at the Acts according to the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传的二十章。
Acts 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这里保罗吩咐以弗所教会的长老。
Here, Paul instructed the elders in Ephesus.
对，说圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
It says that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
那你们要为自己，为全群谨慎。
And so you must take heed to yourselves and to all the flock.
然后牧养神的教会。
And shepherd the church of God.
接下去他解释了。
And then he goes on to explain.
是用自己的宝血所买来的。
That the church of God which is purchased with his own blood.
所以教会是什么？
So what is a church?
是主耶稣用他的宝血买出来的这一群人，叫做教会。
It is that which is purchased, the people which are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚刚已经从圣经提在是身体只有一个，教会只有一个。
So we studied earlier that there's only one body, so there's only one church.
但是事实上，我们看教会太多了。
But in actuality, if we look around us, there's many, many churches.
我想好几个、好几千、千个不同的教派。
I think there are probably thousands of denominations that are existing right now.
那身体只有一个，这怎么解释？
So how do you explain the one body?
这么多教会，那哪一个才叫做？耶稣的身体。
Out of so many churches out there, which one is the body of Christ?
那我们就知道，一般教会对这个解释跟我们教会不一样。
And we know that a common explanation from churches is different from the explanation in our church.
一般教会他把身体只有一个，然后各种不同的教派比喻作主耶稣不同的肢体。
And they explain it by saying that the many different denominations are the different body parts of the body of Christ.
有的教会好像手，有的教会像头，有的教会像嘴，有的教会像眼睛。
So some churches are like the hands, some are like the foot, some are like the mouth, some are like the eyes.
所以这些教会把它联合起来，就是主耶稣的一个身体。
And so when you combine all these churches together, that forms the body of Christ.
那也有的基督徒这样解释，教会好像超级市场。
Other Christians explain it as saying the church is like a supermarket.
那你要买这个就去那个，买那个就去那个。
If you want to purchase certain items, you go to this aisle. Another other items, you go to that section.
你要求圣灵，你就去五旬节教会。
So if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, go to the Pentecostal church.
如果你洗礼要浸礼，你去浸信会。
And if you want to receive the baptism, you can go to the Presbyterian church.
所以不同的教会满足不同的需要，照你自己的需要去选择。
And so different churches fill different needs, and so you can choose according to your desire.
这个是现在一般教会在解释的方法。
This is one of the explanations offered, the common explanations offered by churches today.
如果我们回到圣经来讲，
If we return to the scripture,
教会主要是主耶稣的宝血买来的。
The church is bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个主耶稣的宝血买来的，这个什么意思？因为这个对整个独一真教会是关键在这里。
So this purchase of his own blood is a critical concept we must understand in the oneness of the church.
啊，我们就要回到洗礼是怎么洗的。
And so we must return back to how baptism was performed.
就是在约翰一书的第五章。
And this is recorded in 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
1 John 5.
第六节，第七节。
1 John chapter 5 verses 6 and 7. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
这个借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督。
And so the one by the water and blood is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督来做什么？
What did Jesus Christ come here for?
来救我们。
To save us.
怎么救我们？
How did he save us?
借着水和血来。
Through the blood and water.
啊，不单是用水，乃是用血。
And not only by water, but by water and blood.
所以主耶稣要死，以前那个罗马兵丁砸他肋旁，神迹出来了，流血跟流水。
So before the Lord was crucified, the Roman soldiers pierced his side and outpoured water and blood.
这是这里讲的，不单用水，乃是用血。
Just as it is written here, not by water only, but by water and blood.
并且有圣灵做见证。
And it is the Spirit who bears witness.
那我们就知道这个是在讲洗礼。
And so we know that this is talking about baptism.
洗礼不单是在水里面，也在主耶稣的宝血里面。
For baptism is not only done in the water, but in the blood of Christ.
那为什么2000年前主耶稣流出的宝血在洗礼会显现呢？
So how can the blood that Lord Jesus shed 2000 years ago appear in the water today?
下面说有圣灵做见证。
And below it says that the Spirit bears witness.
那下面就说，因为圣灵就是真理。
And it says that the Holy Spirit is the truth.
因为有圣经的真理做根据，而且有圣灵的同在。
And because of the truth of the truth as a foundation, as well as the abidance of the Spirit.
所以洗礼里面不单有水，也有主耶稣的宝血。
And so in baptism, not only is there a water, but there is the blood of Jesus Christ.
因此，一个慕道朋友，即使慕道几十年
，Therefore, if a person has been seeking the truth for decades,
如果他没有洗礼。
But if he or she does not receive baptism,
他还没有用宝血所赎出来。
He or she are not redeemed by the blood of Christ.
所以他还不是属这个身体。
And therefore they still do not belong to the body of Christ.
所以这样我们就在想。
And so this leads us to think.
这个不同的教会有不同的洗礼方式。
Many different churches have their own method of baptism.
长老会用点水礼。
Presbyterian churches use the sprinkling of water.
大概救世军嘛，就写用两个旗子，写水血圣灵，你走过去就得救了。
And some also say that if you just walk across this water, you'll be saved.
好，那现在关键就是哪一个教会的洗礼真的有主的宝血在那里
？But the key here is which church or which church's baptism has the blood of Christ.
所以我们这个独一真教会，这个不是自己发明的。
And so this oneness of the church.Was not invented by us.
这个独一真教会是从真理这样一直很有条理一直查考到最后的一个结论。
This is the conclusion that comes from the scripture.
到最后就是跟洗礼有关了。
And in the end, it has to do with baptism.
那洗礼跟真理有关，洗礼跟圣灵有关。
So baptism is related to the truth and is also related to the Holy Spirit.
就是这个洗礼是不是跟圣经的真理一样？
Which means is the baptism the same as the truth in the Bible?
那这个洗礼是不是有圣灵的见证？
Does it have the witness of the Holy Spirit?
这样才决定这个洗礼是不是真的有主耶稣的宝血。
This can determine whether or not the baptism has the blood of Christ.
才能够真的救我们出来。
And if it can, and in that way, it can truly deliver us and save us and into the body of Christ.
好，那我们先从这个神的证明。
So let us first see it from the witness of God.
我们教会的洗礼有三件事情，让我们很清楚这个是神祝福的。
There are three things that allows us to believe that this baptism is blessed by God.
这个三件事情到现在为止，我们在一般基督教界里面差不多没有听过。
And these three things are unheard of in other churches.
第一个
，First，
洗礼起来，从水里面上来，马上得圣灵。
Those who immersed, got out of the water and received, immediately received the Holy Spirit. And this is very evident in Africa.
洗礼起来, 圣灵充满, 全身震动, 还跪在河岸祷告, 15分钟, 半个钟头。
Those who just come up from baptism receive the Holy Spirit immediately and pray 15
to 30 minutes.
When the Lord Jesus rose out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove to bear witness.
而且说,
and it says that this is my son whom I love.
这个表示说洗礼,
and so this tells us that baptism, when we are baptized, the gates of heaven are open to us, and it is a testimony for us. And the Holy Spirit will descend upon us.
所以今天我们在一般教会里面听到洗礼起来有得圣灵的，我都没有听过。
And so today, it's unheard of in other churches, those who are baptized and immediately receive the Holy Spirit descending upon them.
第二个,
the second,
洗礼看到主耶稣的宝血。
Those who were baptized witnessed the blood of Christ in the water.
我们接触所有的基督教朋友, 包括我们每一个人,
out of many of the friends, Christians' friends that we've encountered,
你问问看, 有哪一个人曾经听过洗礼看到耶稣的宝血?
You can ask any of them whether who has seen the blood of Christ when they were baptized.
到现在没有一个,
until now, we have not found any.
只有在真耶稣教会,
only in the true Jesus Church.
不管在美洲, 欧洲, 亚洲, 非洲,
whether in the Americas, Europe, or Asia,
常常有人看到耶稣的宝血,
there are often many people that witness the blood of Christ.
又不是每一个人看到,
and it's not everyone that can see it.
这个表示这个宝血是在灵里面显现,
so that means that this precious blood is only revealed in the Spirit.
所以圣经讲的话完全应验在我们教会里面。
The words in the scripture are fulfilled in the church.
真的我们洗礼不但是用水, 而且用主耶稣的宝血。
Indeed, we baptize not only with water, but with the blood of Christ.
第三个见证,
the third witness,
就是洗礼起来并得医治。
Those who receive baptism after they rise from the water, their sickness are healed, cured.
这个在我们教会也。 也很多见证,
there are also many testimonies regarding this kind of phenomenon.
到处都有,
and it is widespread.
所以这个三个见证让我们知道我们的洗礼确实是圣经里面的一洗。
So these three witnesses allow us to believe that this baptism that we have is the one baptism according to the Bible.
因为洗礼罪得赦免,
because when we're baptized, our sins are washed away, and so the grace and the blessings of the Lord come upon us.
因为洗礼罪得赦免,
because our sins are forgiven, God's Spirit will descend upon us.
所以这个独一真教会的关键就是在这里洗礼。
And so the oneness of the church, the key is in its baptism.
如果其他教派的洗礼也有赦罪的权柄跟功效,
if other denominations, their baptism has the authority to forgive sins.
那个教会 也可以借着洗礼加入基督的身体，因为罪得洁净。
Then that church can also perform the same baptism and enter into this one body.
但是我们刚刚根据刚刚的约翰一书的第五章，如果没有圣灵的运行见证。
But just as we read in 1 John chapter 5, the Spirit is not there to bear witness, then they have lost a significant piece of that effectiveness of baptism.
所以这个独一真教会的关键是洗礼。
And so the key to the oneness of the church is in its baptism.
因此我们要很清楚了解我们教会洗礼跟其他教会有什么不同。
So we must clearly understand the difference between the baptism in the true Jesus Church versus in the other denominations.
那就会对我们真教会的独一性啊, 会确定不疑，这个确定不是感情性的，因为我属真耶稣教会，所以我说我自己是独一的， 不是这样的。
And if we understand this fully, then we will be assured in this truth, and not because we feel a certain way.
是因为有真理的了解，以真理做根基的。
And we use the truth as our foundation and the understanding of it.
这是 我们真教会一个很重要的 入门的一点。
This is an important key into entering into the true church.
好，但是如果一个慕道者说， 请你翻圣经找真耶稣教会的名字， 我就信了。
And some true seekers may say, well, flip to the Bible and show me where it says True Jesus Church, and I will believe.
当然圣经里是找不到真耶稣教会这个名字。
Of course, this name is not recorded in the scripture.
所以我们一般向人布道， 真教会是最后才讲。
And so typically when we evangelize the people, we speak about concerning the true church at the end.
为什么最后才讲?
Why do we speak it at the end?
因为这个独一真教会是对所有真理的明白到最后一个总结。
Because this oneness of the church is the final conclusion of all the basic beliefs.
如果我们对一个慕道者他道理不懂，我们第一课就是独一真教会。
If we preach concerning the one true church to a person who doesn't believe anything,
一般基督徒我试过，他马上说你是传教会，你不是传真理，他就走了。
Most Christians will say you're preaching about the church and not about the truth, and they will leave.
所以这个独一真教我们有这个观念，但是这个布道会不是第一个讲的。So
the one true church, we must have this concept, but it's not the first thing that comes out of our mouth.
如果这个真理我们一条一条解释。But
if we explain the truth in a systematic manner,
然后每一条他都明白。And
then they begin to understand them one by one.
每一条他都相信。And
they believe in it one by one.
每一条他都接受。And
they accept it one by one.
到最后他自己已经有结论了。Then
in the end, they will come to their own conclusion.
那你要去哪？
And which church would you attend? Would you go to?
这个结论就出来了。
And this conclusion will manifest itself.
如果我们每一个真理我们都接受,
And if we accept all the truth in the scripture,
世界上你就找不到第二个教会你可以去,
Then you cannot not find another church in this world to go to.
如果你真的想要得圣灵,
And if you truly want to receive the Holy Spirit,
世界上你就没有第二个教会你可以去,
There's no other church in the world that you will choose to attend.
所以这个 独一真教会，我们在跟慕道朋友讲的是最后一点。So
this one concept of one true church is usually the last thing we talk about with people seeking the truth.
让他明白道理，得圣灵以后，这个自然结论就是这样。因为没有这个结论，你没有办法解释。Because
after they understand the truth in the Bible and receive the Holy Spirit, then they will come to realize this on their own.
好，我们现在回来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
好，这个第四章第四节啊，开始讲。 真理只有一个。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 talks about the one truth.
那接下去有六个一。
And then it follows by saying that there are six ones.
所以如果一个教会它能够符合下面的六个一，这个教会就是真教会。
And if the church fulfills all the ones listed, the six ones listed below, then that church is the true church.
也就是基督一个身体。
Which is the one body of Christ.
好，那下面一个是什么？
So what is the next one?
圣灵只有一个。
It says there's one spirit.
那我们就知道雅各书里面讲，
So we know in the book of James it says,
身体没有灵魂是死的。
Body without a soul is dead.
就好像信心没有行为是死的。
Just like faith without works is dead.
那那个身体是两个解释的。
And this body can be explained in two ways.
第一个解释说我们的肉体如果没有灵魂，这个肉体是死。
One is that if we have no spirit in our flesh, then this flesh is dead.
第二个解释就是教会，教会就是耶稣的身体。
The second explanation is that of the church, because the church is the body of Christ.
所以教会里面如果没有基督的灵，这个教会是没有生命的。
So if the church does not have the spirit of Christ, this church is dead.
但是我们要知道现在绝大部分的教会都没有圣灵。
But we must understand that many of the churches out there do not have the Holy Spirit.
这是进入另外一个主题啊。
And this enters into another topic.
什么叫做得圣灵？
What does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit?
那所以我们如果对我们教会得圣灵的解释你非常相信。
And so if we truly believe in our church's explanation concerning the Holy Spirit. Because many churches interpret the Holy Spirit as when you believe, you will receive it.
但是我们教会觉得信不是自动打一个等号得圣灵。
But our church does not equate believing to receiving the Holy Spirit.
受洗也不是正式打一个等号，这个就是得圣灵。
And baptism does not grant you the Holy Spirit right away.
有一个很重要的 历史的例子,
and there is a very important historical example.
就是使徒行传第八章,
that is recorded in Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章,
Acts chapter 8.
这是十五节,
Acts chapter 8 verse 15. Who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
16节,
verse 16. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得跟约翰要到撒玛利亚去。
And Peter and John were going to Samaria.
为什么？
Why?
要为他们祷告, 让他们得圣灵。
To pray for the people there so that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
那从16节来看,
And so we look at verse 16.
撒玛利亚人有没有信耶稣?
Did the Samaritans believe in Jesus?
有。
Yes.
他有没有洗礼?
And did, were they baptized?
有,
yes.
他有没有得圣灵?
Did they receive the Holy Spirit?
第一句话讲得很清楚,
it stated clearly here that they had not yet, the Holy Spirit had yet fallen upon none of them.
那圣灵是什么时候降下来?
So when did the Holy Spirit descend? It is when the disciples laid their hands.
所以这个圣灵降下来有一个特定的时刻。
And so the Holy Spirit's ascension has a specified time.
而且一个外在的表现让你可以知道圣灵。
It has a physical manifestation that we can clearly see.
所以从圣经的历史事实跟圣经的真理，我们就知道绝大部分的教会都没有圣灵。
And so from this historical example, we know that many churches out there do not have the Holy Spirit.
因此身体只有一个，如果一个教会没有圣灵，这个就不是基督的身体。
And since there's only one body, if the church does not have the Spirit, then that body is not the body of Christ.
这是一个很自然对真理了解的一个结论。
This is a very natural understanding of the truth concerning the spirit and the body.
这个教会一定要得胜。
So the church must have the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么有很多的基督徒他想求圣灵求不到圣灵?
Why there are so many Christians out there that pray for the Holy Spirit but yet cannot receive it?
因为他的洗礼 代表悔改,但是没有赦罪。
Because their baptism is a baptism of repentance, but not that of the forgiveness of sins.
那为什么真耶稣教会这么容易得圣灵?
So why is it so easy for believers in the True Jesus Church to receive the Holy Spirit?
因为我们的洗礼不但是悔改,真的赦罪。
Because the baptism not only is a baptism of repentance, but one that remisses our sins.
所以保罗到以弗所,
And so when Paul went to Ephesus,
第一个问题问,
the first question he asked them was, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And today, no one asks this kind of question in churches today. Why is that? Because they all believe that, they all have the common misconception that they receive the Holy Spirit once they believe.
但是保罗替他们举行第二次洗礼,
but Paul gave them a second baptism.
按手圣灵就降下来,
and he laid hands upon them and they received the Holy Spirit.
因为前面是悔改,
Because the prior was the repentance, and latter came that of forgiveness of sins.
所以一般的教会没有圣灵的同在, 他的洗礼代表悔改。
And so the churches that do not have the abundance of the Holy Spirit, their baptism is a baptism of repentance.
我们有圣灵的同在, 所以这个洗礼代表赦罪。
And we have the the abundance of the Holy Spirit, and so our baptism represents that of the forgiveness of sin.
所以以弗所书第四章回到第四节。
And so let's return to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
圣灵只有一个。
There's only one Spirit.
我们蒙召同有一个指望。
And we have one hope.
这个指望就是耶稣再来。
And that hope is the Jesus' second coming.
我们能够得救到天国去。
And we can receive salvation and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
第五节,
Verse 5.
一主一个救主,
there's one Lord, which is Jesus Christ.
一种信仰,
one faith.
什么是一种信仰?
What is the one faith?
就是我们根据圣经里面的结论十大信条。
That is what we have derived according to the teachings in the Bible, our 10 articles of faith.
这个十大信条里面有五大教义, 就真耶稣教会的教义。
Within these 10 articles of faith are 5 basic beliefs.
这个五大教义里面有三个典礼。
And within these 5 basic beliefs are 3 holy sacraments.
这个叫做我们的共信之道。
And these are all contained in our church doctrine. A common faith.
所以这个一信啊, 我们教会跟别人不一样。
And so the one faith in the True Jesus Church is different from other denominations.
所以教派联合不只是讲爱心。
And so when the denominations unite, they not only talk about love.
当然爱心很重要。
Of course, love is important.
教派联合还需要讲真理。
But love is not enough. We must also talk about truth.
还是要讲圣灵。
We must also talk about the Spirit.
因为这个得救的非常重要的一个部分。
Because this is an important key point in receiving salvation.
所以这里告诉我们一信。
And so here it tells us about one faith.
这个一信包括安息日的道理。
And this one faith concerns the teachings concerning about the Sabbath.
包括洗脚礼的道理。
It includes the teachings concerning foot washing.
包括圣餐礼的道理。
It includes the teachings concerning the Holy Communion.
这个一信。
This is one faith.
一就是表示只有一种。
One meaning there's only one way.
那再接下去。
Following this.
接下去就是一洗。
Following this is one baptism.
只有一种洗礼。
Which means there's only one way of baptism.
就是我们照圣经的了解。
Which is what we have done according to our understanding of the scripture.
奉主耶稣圣灵。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是父子圣灵的名。
Not in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
全真入浸。
And you immerse your entire body into the living water.
不是点水的。
And not by the sprinkling of water.
有圣灵的运行。
It must have the working of the Holy Spirit.
在天然的泉源洗礼。
In the natural living water.
这个叫做一洗。
This is what is referred to as one baptism. And it is for the remission of our sins.
第六节,
Verse 6.
一神,
one God.
哦, 就是天上独一的真神,
this is the one true God in heaven.
所以我们对这个独一真教会是根据从第四节、第五节推论的结果。
And so our concept of one true church is derived from verses 4 through 6.
因此我们在做这个教会的负责人，我们是在带领教会。
And so as the church council members, many times we are called to lead the congregation.
我们对这个独一真教会要相当的清楚。
So we must have a full understanding of the one true church.
我们现在这个社会哦，对这个。 在这个社会里面长大，我们有时候不太敢讲独一真教会。
Those of us have grown up in this society, we're very hesitant to talk about the one true church.
为什么？
Why?
两个原因。
There's two reasons.
因为现在这个社会啊，教育普及。
Because education is ubiquitous in society today.
那知识一普遍以后，我们就发现，在学术界里面。 都是相对的,
and when knowledge is widespread, everyone comes to the realization that everything is relative, nothing is absolute.
没有绝对的,
there's no absolute.
所以教育越高的人对这个绝对的东西越不敢讲。
And so those with higher education hesitate to talk about anything that's absolute.
这是第一个,
this is the first reason.
第二个,
the second,
我们现在在美国,
in America,
这可以说以基督教
We can say that as a country started with the religion of Christianity.
你不论是哈佛或者 Princeton,
whether you're from Harvard or Princeton,
开始都是神学院的,
you started from theological school.
从那个时候以后才变成, ,很出名的大学。
And from there, from that theological school, the colleges were established.
那现在美国有所谓 Bible Belt, 就是一个有中西部有一个地段啊, 很多的基督徒。
And America's southern and southwestern, southeastern regions are often referred to as the Bible Belt.
所以没有一个人竞选美国总统敢说他不信神。
And so, there's no candidate that there no candidate for president that there says he does not believe in God.
即使他不信，他也要去。 教会聚会，然后记者给他照几张相。
Even if he does not truly believe, he'll still go to church to make make an appearance.
因为如果我们看统计。
If we look at the statistics,
整个西方发展的已开发的国家里面，信耶稣虔诚信徒比例最高还是美国。
Out of all the Western developed nations, those with the highest percentage of Christians, devout Christians, is still America.
所以在这个基督教很普遍的国度里面,
so in a country where Christianity is widespread,
要叫我们讲独一真教会很难讲,
it's hard for us to talk about only one true church.
所以因为这两个原因,
because of these two reasons,
我们越来越难, 开口说独一真教会,
it becomes harder and harder for us to open our mouth to talk about one true church.
比方说这圣何西教会,
for example, in San Jose Church,
如果以生意来讲, 这个是圣何西教会那个地带相当竞争,
and we're talking about business, there's several businesses, competitive businesses in the San Jose area.
右边是一间基督教会,
If we talk about church as a business, there are several churches in the area. To the right of our church is another Christian church.
然后左前方是另外一间教会,
and on the other side, there's another church.
然后右边那个教会的旁边是慈济功德会,
and to the one next to that church is another religious church.
所以你如果要有生意来讲，这个很竞争的。
And so we're talking about the business in the church. There's a lot of competition in that area.
你想行善吗？ 实际功德会可能比我们善事，社会的善事做更多。
If you want to do charity, there's many organizations that are devoted to just doing charity.
你想热心吗？ 那个旁边前面那一间可能比我们更热心。
If you want to be fervent, there's probably another church out there that's more fervent than us.
所以有时候我们就对这个独一真教不敢讲。
And so many times this causes us to be reserved in talking about the one true church.
因为这个几个原因。
Because of these reasons.
但是独一真教会，这是从真理的了解的结论。
But the one true church comes from the scripture in our understanding of what is written.
所以我们在带领教会，我们对这个独一真教会一定要有很深的信念。
So when we help God, the Lord in leading the church, we must have a full understanding of this oneness.
这样我们本身的信仰才不会动摇。
And so that our own faith will not be shaken.
第二个，这样我们才能够带领其他人到我们教会来信主。
And we will also be able to lead others into our church to know Jesus Christ.
虽然教会 圣经没有讲真耶稣教会,
and although the name True Jesus Church is not recorded in the Bible,
但是这个身体的条件这样讲到最后, 结论就是真耶稣教会。
But the conditions and requirements for the body, in the end, will lead us to the conclusion that there's only one true church.
那有时候我们常常会听人这样讲。
And so sometimes we may hear others say,
啊，其他教会比我们还热心的。
There's other churches that are more zealous than us.
行善还更多。
They do a lot more charitable works.
哦，难道只有我们教会是真的吗？
And how can our church be the true one?
那有的用比较负面讲，真耶稣教会也有很多的信徒在外行为不好。
And from a more negative standpoint, some people say, oh, there's members in our church that have really bad deeds.
但是我们要了解所谓教会，这个教会是真的。
But what we must understand, what does it mean that the church is true?
这个教会里面传的真理是真的。
That the gospel preached in the church is true.
这个教会里面所得的圣灵是真的。
That the Holy Spirit that members receive in the church is true.
这个教会所让人洗礼罪得赦免，这是真的。
And the baptism in which washes away people's sins is true.
也就是如果我们在这个教会接受洗礼罪得赦免。
Which means when we receive baptism, our sins are washed away.
又得到真正的圣灵，
and we receive the true Holy Spirit.
又在这里持守真道，
and we also obey the truth here.
我们每一个人都有得救的把握。
Then all of us have the assurance of salvation.
所以所谓得救的真教会，这个真不是说信徒都没有缺点，这个叫做真。
And so what we mean by the one true church doesn't mean that every member is perfect.
是它的真理是真的，圣灵是真的。
It means the gospel that is preached is true, and the Holy Spirit that people receive is true.
在这个地方能够让我们得救是真的。
And that in this place, it's a place that we can receive salvation.
但是是不是真耶稣教会每个人都可以得救？
But does that mean that every member in the true Jesus church can be saved?
这个答案就不一定了。
This is we cannot answer this with certainty.
所以那个少年的财主，他想要得永生。
And so the rich young ruler, he wanted to receive eternal life.
耶稣给他两个条件。
Jesus gave him two conditions criteria.
第一个条件，诫命你是知道，他说我都守了。
The first, he says, you know the commandments, and he has obeyed them all.
所以今天如果我们加入真教会
，So today when we are added into the true church,
它里面讲的诫命，不可奸淫，不可杀人，这个我们不守。得救就有问题。
And if we do not obey the commandments, such as committing adultery, committing a murder, then we will have issues.
这个条件他已经有了。
But he already obeyed all these commandments.
第二个。
The second.
如果你要做完全人。
If you want to be perfect.
你要变卖所有分给穷人，你就有财宝天上，然后你来跟从我。
And if you want to be complete, you must sell all that you have and distribute it to the needy. And follow me.
这一条他就做不到了。
And he could not fulfill this.
他就离开了。
And therefore he departed.
所以我们在真教会，这是神给我们的恩典。
And so it is the grace of God that we are have the opportunity to be in the true church.
但是天国是努力的人进去。
But heaven is for those who strive to enter it.
我们在这个教会还是要努力，来战战兢兢做成得救的功夫。
And so even though we may have the opportunity here, we must take advantage of that and strive. And do our part.
因此我们在这个负责人讲习会里面。
And so therefore, in the Holy Work Personnel Seminar,
在谈到这个真耶稣教会。
When we talk about the true Jesus Church,
就是要让我们对这个真教会有一个更深刻的了解。
This topic was given so that we all can have a clearer understanding of why we're here.
挪亚那个时代，神叫他造方舟。
In Noah's time, God instructed him to build an ark.
方舟造完。洪水就来到。
And after it was built, a great flood came.
今天在神来到末日来到之前。
And today, before the Lord comes again,
神叫我们造末日的方舟。
He has asked us to build the ark of the last days.
就是真教会。
Which is the true church.
所以我们要把这个当作神给我们的恩典。
And so we must treat this as the grace given to us by Lord Jesus himself.
来传警告，让人能够进到这个方舟来得救。
To spread the warning to others so that they may be saved.
如果有问题，我们明天还可以再讨论。
If we have any questions about this, we can talk further tomorrow.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
284首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 284.
第一个表现是什么？
We know that Lord, what was the Lord's first action when he came, when he started his ministry?
我们来看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
第一章。
Mark chapter one.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter one.
21节。
Mark 1 verse 21. Mark 1 verse 21. Then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught.
22.
Verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
主耶稣第一个出来讲道理，第一个表现就是他有权柄。
The first thing that the Lord Jesus did when he, during his ministry was to reveal his authority.
一个人没有家世背景。
A person without a family or any kind of background.
一个人没有家庭美容,
a person with a lowly status and not a good appearance.
一个人是,
and an uneducated person.
一个人是没有放枕头的地方,
even a person with no place to lay his head.
这样一个人怎么能够改变历史呢?
How can such a man change history?
但是他竟然改变了历史,
but yet he was able to change and alter history.
而且他改变了你,
and he has transformed you, and he has transformed me.
为什么?
Why is that?
他有权柄,
because he has authority.
因为有权柄,
and because he has authority, his words can pierce people's hearts.
他能够改变人的生命,
and he is able to transform a person's life.
他能够改变人的思想,
he's able to transform people's thoughts.
所以权柄是何等的重要,
and so it's very important to have this kind of authority.
我们看看,
let's read verse 27. Verse 27, then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority, he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
第二个,
the second, they found that the Lord has the authority to cast out demons.
圣经说他吩咐乌鬼,
the Bible records that he commands even the unclean spirits and they listen to him.
为什么鬼会听从他?
How is it that even the unclean spirits obey him? For he has authority from above.
这个不是当时的宗教
this is not authority bestowed upon him by the religious leaders at the time. This is not some authority given to him by a government official. But this rather came from God alone. And therefore he is able to cast out the unclean spirits. And let's read his third authority. Verse 31. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served him. And Peter's mother-in-law had a grave sick illness. And she lay sick with a fever, and Jesus took her hand, and immediately the fever left her. And he has the authority to cure illnesses. And even the sickness obeys him.
今天这个耶稣在天上,
today, Lord Jesus is in heaven above.
但是他的身体在地上,
but his body is here on earth.
就是真教会,
and that is the true church.
所以真教会要怎么出名?
So how does the true church make a name for itself?
我们仔细看,
if we read closely,
28节,
verse 28,
他的名声就传遍加利利四方,
and immediately his fame spread throughout all the region around Galilee.
为什么?
Why?
因为他有权柄,
because he has authority.
有权柄讲道, 有权柄赶鬼, 有权柄行神迹,
he has authority to preach, he has the authority to cast out evil spirits and even to cure sicknesses.
所以今天我们教会需要权柄,
so today our church needs this kind of authority.
每个人服侍神, 要求神给我们权柄,
and we all, prior to serving God, we must ask the Lord for his power from above.
那如果有神的权柄能够在教会彰显,
and so if we can have this kind of authority and it can be manifest, and the church can manifest this authority, then the fame of the church can be spread throughout the nations. This is the way according to the scripture.
那个权柄从哪里来?
So where does this authority come from?
从圣灵充满来?
It comes from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常想说, 那我当负责人以后, 我一天要祷告多久?
And so oftentimes we may ask ourselves as church council members, how long should I pray every day?
圣经你也找不到15分钟,
you can't really find the 15-minute standard in the Bible.
圣经也找不到半个钟,
you can't find anything stating you have to pray for 30 minutes.
圣经也找不到一个钟头,
you can't find where it says you have to pray for an hour.
但是圣经给我们目标,
but the Bible gives us a goal.
要被圣灵充满,
that we must be full of the Holy Spirit.
所以到底一天我们做负责人, 我们要祷告多久?
So as a church council member, how long should we pray?
就是要祷告到被圣灵充满。
We should pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是神的同在。
When the Spirit fills us, that then we have the abidance of it.
圣灵充满就是权柄的来源。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the power and authority will stem from it.
所以我们在服侍神, 一定要过一个祈祷的生活。
And so in our servitude for God, we must live a life of prayer.
没有权柄我能
without power and authority, what really can we do?
没有权柄,
If we do not have authority from above, we are but ordinary people. If we can't even change ourselves, who can we influence?
如果有权柄,
if we have authority,
我们不但能够改变自己,
not only can we transform ourselves,
我们也能够改变别人,
we can also change others because of God's authority. And so prayer is indeed important.
我们常常发现啊,一个教会,如果是一个祈祷的教会,
we often find that a prayerful church is one that does the holy work with joy and a sense of ease. For when the Spirit of God works among them,
神同在,
and God's abidance is with them, then to push or expand, mobilize the holy work, it's very easy.
所以啊, 带动祷告, 这是我们教会成长的方向。
And so we must mobilize our members to pray. This is the direction we should head towards.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
And so lastly, we will all pray in one accord.
我们大概还有半个钟头的时间。
We have around half an hour.
那如果你愿意, 到前面来, 也欢迎。
If you're willing to come up front to pray, you're most welcome.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.